Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Spectrum Business works with small businesses nationwide, so we know that running your own business means doing it all. Marketing, sales, inventory, customer service, and more. Spectrum One for Business helps you keep it all connected for just $49.99 a month. Get fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi with security shield, and a free mobile line for one low price. Stay connected and do it all with Spectrum One for Business. Only $49.99 a month. Go to spectrum.com/business to learn more. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
In the decade of the 2020s, even the great cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul were not spared the woes of contemporary life. And at times of fear and confusion, the job of entertaining the public was the responsibility of MyTalk 107.1, a great metropolitan radio station whose reputation for laughter and giving back to the community had become a symbol of hope for the Twin Cities.
MyTalk 107.1 presents Jason Matheson, Alexis Thompson, Holly Roberts. Jason and Alexis in the morning with Holly Roberts.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the morning. Live on MyTalk 107.1 and live streaming on MyTalk107.1.com and a home app near you. I'm Jace, and joining me every single day when she's not threatening to leave me to become a lesbian-loving astrologer.
Yeah!
It's Alexis Thompson.
I'm halfway there.
You are.
Good morning, Fluffy.
Listen to Second Chance Romance yesterday. Good morning, Bunny.
Good morning, Holly Roberts.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning to all of you. It's Wednesday, February 8th, 2023. Welcome to midweek. Welcome to Boy Scouts Day. Welcome to Laugh and Get Rich Day. Welcome to National Kite Flying Day. I'll be playing a song a little bit later to celebrate that. Oh. Welcome to National Molasses Bar Day. Welcome to Opera Day. Welcome to Propose Day. And you're also going to hear something throughout the show. Today is our maestro's birthday. The official, he loves our show. John Williams turns 91 today.
Wow.
Happy birthday to the maestro.
Yes.
His soundtracks are our soundtracks for our show. You'll be hearing a lot of them throughout this morning as I read crap that B. Arthur makes us read. So anyway, and welcome to our show. Cheers, everybody. Cheers.
Cheers.
Drink that coffee. Drink that coffee. Mm. Oh, 91.
What's that?
91
years old. Wow, that's amazing.
And nominated for another Oscar this year.
Yeah, we still haven't seen The Fablemans, guys.
No, I know. Oh, I gotta. Should we divide? Should we have a show meeting real quick?
Yeah, let's do it. Huddle.
People love when we have an on-air show meeting.
I want to bring another project to the table too. Another movie that we all need to watch.
Oh, okay. I was going to say.
Yeah. Not actual pride. No, this is okay. Don't worry. It's related to what you brought up. Yeah.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
Should we divide and conquer? Like, maybe divide some Oscar movies?
Totally. Yes.
So we sort of kind of sound like we know what we're doing by the time Oscars rolls around?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay. Who wants to go first? Who wants to take what?
Well, I want
You've seen Banshees.
Both of us have. Yes, Holly and I have both. Okay, yep, that's a good one if you want to take that one, Jace. Or maybe that's out because we've seen it. Is that
kind
of your rationale?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. I was listening to Stern this morning. In fact, I sat in my car like 10, 15 minutes. Whoops.
Oh, me too, Lex.
Brandon Fraser was the guest, and I want to see the whale.
Me too.
So
you see the whale. You take that one, Lex.
I'll take it. The whale. What are you doing then?
I don't know. Holly, ladies first. What do you think?
Well, I'm looking at the Best Picture nominees.
Yes, ma'am.
I think I'll be comfortable. You know what? I'm going to go Art House for the team.
Okay.
Oh, fabulous.
So which one's that?
Triangle of Sadness. I am very curious to watch this movie. Okay. I will do that. I will do that. Nominated for Best Picture this year.
And again, that's also the sub name of our show sometimes. Triangle of Sadness.
Yeah.
Depending on the day.
Yeah. It's not a documentary.
No, it's not. Okay, let me look at the best picture.
Wait, was The Whale up for best picture, guys?
No, it's not.
It's not. That's what I was going to say. Oh, do I need a...
No, but it's an Oscar movie.
I
just think any Oscar movie.
Okay.
And yeah. Brendan is likely going to take lead actor.
Yeah.
So that counts, Lex.
Okay.
That counts.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, let me see here. Shiver me timbers. Where the hell is best picture? Come on, Oscars. Right. Put that up first. For the love of...
Here is the list.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. Alexis and I have both seen that movie.
Yeah, I have not.
Okay. The Banshees of Inisherin. Alexis and I have both seen that movie.
Okay.
Top Gun Maverick.
I've seen that.
Okay.
Yep, I did too. All right. Yep.
Spoken for. The Fablemans.
I'll take that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, Jason,
that's kind of where
got
we started,
it.
Right.
Okay, I'll take that. I've seen Elvis.
Yep.
I've seen Avatar. I am very curious.
Wow, we've seen a lot of these movies.
More than we thought. Yes.
Yeah, we're going through it. Wow.
I am very curious about that. All Quiet on the Western Front. That has been nominated for a ton of stuff.
Yes, I tried to watch that. I was not ready for it.
Into it? Okay.
It's war, and I just.
Okay.
Yeah.
I get it. Okay.
Yeah, I watched like 30 minutes.
Okay. That was a very productive show meeting on the air.
Yes.
Love. Fabulous.
I do want you to see at some point Everything Everywhere All at Once, Jason.
I do too. I will see that just because I want to be part of the conversation.
Yeah.
Now you were going to bring something else up. Another
project? It was the whale.
Oh, it was the whale. Oh,
yeah.
Got it.
That, to add to the list of things that we want to see. Tar is another one.
Oh, yeah.
What's the other one? And then the last one, Women Talking.
Yeah. I can take that one for the team.
Okay.
Because that one is done by Sarah Polley.
Yeah.
And for some strange reason, my father-in-law sent me a book by her. So I was like, okay, that's great. I'll put that over here.
Oh, well, shiver me timbers. Look at that.
You know, read that book and watch the movie. Okay.
There we go. Nice. Show meeting. Is out of order. Oh, no. Let's see. Gavel it out of order.
Yeah,
we gavel it out of order. I don't know. I have a gavel sound effect. I think it got...
Here, this will be appropriate.
Oh, okay.
That's a more in line with us. So there's so much going on. We got...
I know.
We have so much. Thank goodness we have 3 hours. I don't know if we're going to get everything in, but... Okay, so the next thing. So we have the Oscars, and then now here at my talk, we have a whole bunch of crap going on.
Yeah.
We got to talk about the chili cook-off. I have an update on that. An update on the chili, and a strategery. Just FYI, I have strategery news.
Nice.
We got to talk about the Valentines for seniors, but first let's start off with the Lori and Julia get their 57th day off of the year for winning the My Talk Awards.
They got like the best day off, didn't they? It was so smart to pick the day after the Super Bowl.
Yeah, Super Bowl Monday
Monday.
Knuckleheads are taking a day off, and then we have to work. And now we found out several things. We found out what hour each of us will be doing. Bradley and Dawn will be doing the first hour of their show.
Yep.
Then Steve and Donna, and then we will be the last hour.
Five, and we're 5 to 6.
Yeah. I told B. Arthur to ask you. I didn't care. It was up to you.
I said the same thing.
Okay, because
either way, we'd have to come in. It didn't matter, you know.
Yeah, I just didn't know with Zen and I don't have a kid, and Colin can. I can put him down for a nap whenever, so yeah. I don't have to.
Right.
So I can work around your schedule anyway. So that's what the lineup is going to be.
It worked out. Yeah. Either way.
Okay, so you got intel.
Okay.
Are they squawking about something?
They were definitely strutting around here yesterday. We picked the day after the Super Bowl. We're geniuses, which, gotta give it to them. That's a great day to pick, right?
Yeah.
So we we're going through, we've got, you know, thousands of Valentines. So we're trying to get the, we're doing it in batches so that friends and co can, you know, take one batch and distribute that and then come back and distribute, you know, yeah. It's not so overwhelming. So sorting out Valentines, and Lori walks in, she looks at the Valentines. She's like, oh, okay, great. And then she says, hey, I heard, you know, you are going to be doing the 5 to 6 o'clock hour. And I thought, oh, yeah. Yeah, we're excited, Lori.
Oh, God.
And,
oh, God.
And Holly, you know this probably better than us and Jace, and as, you know, listeners, 5:30 on Mondays is Sex Monday.
Hells yeah.
So she's like, you get to do Sex Monday. And I was like, that's right. We get to do Sex Monday.
Oh, and just to freak out the people that watched the Grammys and thought Sam Smith was conjuring the devil, I'm totally going to do only gay sex stories on Monday.
Perfect.
I'm going to freak them out.
Oh,
I'm going to freak the people out. Oh yes. I'm going to ruin their show.
Oh, so we are going to be ready for that.
Oh.
So maybe that's the other bright side there.
Yeah. I mean, look, I don't care. I'm excited to do it.
Yeah, I think it'll be really fun. Are you going to come here or in person?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, even better.
So I can see you. Yeah, I'll come in. Yeah, because I'm not hooked up. I have a studio in my house, but not like the Elizabeth Reese situation, or I guess Steve has a...
Yeah.
I don't have that.
Okay.
Again, remember, Lex, we're in the Woody phase of our career. We're not Buzz Lightyear. We don't get the new toys.
Says My Talk on the bottom of our shoes.
That's right. Yeah, they don't care about us. But yeah.
It's funny. Whenever you say we're in the Woody time of our career, I always think Woody Allen first. And it always takes me wait a second. No, the toy.
No.
The cowboy toy.
No.
Okay.
Oh, but I'm excited.
Yes. Okay. Sex, so there Monday. You go. It's, we can do Sex Monday, guys.
Yeah. Gay Sex Monday. It's going to be great.
Gay Sex Monday. That's even better.
Oh, God. I can't. Holly, can you order an open for that right away, please?
Sure.
Thank you. We're going to wrap their show. We're going to tear it apart and rebuild it in our image.
We're going to be laughing and leaking.
Laughing and leaking.
Yep. From 5 to 6.
5 to 6.
Oh, that is going to be so great. And something I can't wait to tell you guys next hour about seniors and loofahs.
Yesterday, Holly, yesterday was lesbians and astrology. And today it's seniors and loofahs.
Oh, my gosh. We're going through the Valentine's. And Danella, who works in our promotions department, she's like, did you hear about seniors and loofah and sex? And I'm like, what?
I can't wait now for the second hour.
But
I
also can't.
Yeah. When we come back, though, I can't wait for this. I'll give you an update. Chef Mickey here made the chili that we're entering. I'll give you a little preview of it and tell you about a little strategery when we return. Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment, everything Jersey Girl.
I love nuts. And I love my drink.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
She loves her nuts. She loves her drink. She loves Bob Barker, too.
I've been watching Price is Right since Barker was in charge. All right, I love that guy. I love him. And
oh, God. I love her.
It all comes down to today. The Hubbard Company, Hubbard Broadcasting, Great Chili Cook-Off.
Yeah.
Today at 11:30.
I tried this one chili and it set my mouth on fire and I had to drink a 2-liter of Mountain Dew.
We've been making fun of it since it was announced a couple weeks ago because this has happened a couple times. This isn't the first time we've done a chili cook-off here in the building. But what it amuses me endlessly is the amount of high-powered executives within our organization that take part and have an interest in the chili cook-off.
Mm-hmm.
People that are very busy, people that have hundreds of employees under them, people that run radio stations, people that we don't get emails from unless we're being promoted or fired.
Uh-huh.
We get emails about this chili cook-off from them. And I'm talking about the Emperor, Dan, who's above B. Arthur. You know, B. Arthur is what we call middle management. And then he is like the grand poobah. And then you got the grand poobah, Jenny.
Yeah.
She's the Hubbard that runs the radio division. She sent out not.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Not one. What was it, Holly? She sent two, didn't she?
Yes, there were two.
Two emails.
That's when I got scared and I was like, I will be RSVPing on behalf of the show.
Yes, thank
Holly,
you.
Yeah, Holly texted Alexis and I and she goes, guys, I'm just going to go ahead and RSVP because Jenny flat out called out the programming department.
Yep.
She was like, hello.
No one's representing.
Oh, Holly saw that first. Lex and I were napping. Holly saw that first, got scared, had great instincts. She's like, girls, we are entering this.
Going into the positive.
We're making this official.
Yeah.
We are. So I volunteered because I'm not in the building. So I miss a lot of the stuff. So I volunteered to cook it because I just bought an Instant Pot.
Yeah.
So I'm here to tell you last night I had a delightful reunion with an old friend of mine that made my week. And after that, I got home from dinner with Maddie and made the chicken chili.
Nice.
And let me tell you, Colin tried it and he really liked it. He goes, babe, I could eat this whole thing, like this whole pot.
Yay!
So it should do pretty well for us. I have to say I enjoyed it. You know why? Because it's not... It's a simple, I didn't do something weird. I went with a very traditional recipe. And I didn't get all fancy because then, you know, I put weird stuff in there that might turn off a judge or two. You know what I mean? So I went with just a good classic recipe that got rave reviews from several people that I know. And now I know why. The recipe calls for a couple cubes of cream cheese.
Ooh.
Make it a little thick.
A little thick and just slightly creamy. And I thought, oh, I like that. Has a little kick to it. I think you two will, I think you'll be proud to serve it. I'm happy. And I've enlisted the help of social media director Q. He is once again going to bring it to you two in my crock pot. We got to make sure we plug it in right away so it gets hot by 11:30.
Nice.
But I'm going to have him bring it. And I've elicited him because, you know, he knows the youngins in the building.
Yeah.
He knows the digital team really well.
Yeah.
I've slipped him $100 bill and I said, go talk to all of your digital friends and get them to vote for us.
That's tipping.
That's how you get it done.
It's I just consider it a tip for Q. You know what I mean?
It's gonna be
delivery
like
fee.
It's gonna be like the movie Casino when Sharon Stone folds the bill in her hand and she walks to the doorman and just shakes the hand and how you doing, honey?
Exactly. Now illegally, I'm just referring to that hunted as a delivery fee. He's delivering it. You know what I mean?
Right. He's going to your place to pick it up, right? And doing all the things. And
Quinn has to walk from his house to mine about 17 steps.
Yep.
That's a lot.
It is.
It's icy outside, too.
It's icy. Mm-hmm.
Ooh, yeah. We're shuffling this morning. Be careful out there.
Yeah,
woo.
I was too. Like
there
a
is
penguin.
Ice. And also on top of that, we have Q handling that crowd.
Digital. Yes. Okay.
The sales team. Now, B. Arthur sent us a couple emails about it, but Sonya straight up threatened the sales team. So they're to go.
Oh,
To go to the chili chip cook-off because they even moved. So every Wednesday, the sales team has their meeting. They've moved it back or forward either way so that everyone can go to the chili cook-off.
Okay.
So we've got... we're recording some commercials, and so that bribery will start at 9:10.
9:10.
Yes.
Okay.
So don't worry. We're coming at a different front here.
I love it.
I need $100, though, but maybe some pretzels will do or something.
I'll put it at the bottom of the crock pot for you. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll be right back. Stay with us. Now, Lex, are you and Holly going to do a soft sell in the cafeteria? Are you thinking of a hard sell for our chili cook-off? What's your strategy on site?
Good question.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Soft sell works best, I think.
Okay.
Just, you know, subtly imply that that's the best chili right there.
Okay. Okay. Now it begins.
I think
at
we'll
11.
Just stand around it and just ooh and ah.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm like, oh my, everybody has to try this.
Yeah.
You know, right? Well, that might work.
Uh-huh.
I don't know who made this, but wow.
Wow, this is really good.
Whoa, and this one's different because it's chicken.
Thank you.
Wow. Look at that. I heard somewhere that there's cream cheese in here. I
Thank
mean,
you.
It makes it creamier and so
this
good.
Is so good. Holly, mm-hmm. listen to her. She's Meryl Streeping her ass off. Look at this.
Nailed it.
Yep.
What else can we say? Are there special seasonings in there, Jace? Or is there a special bean that you use?
Lex, remember, it's my great-great-grandma's recipe who meant a lot to me.
Absolutely. That's what we got. Well, mm-hmm. We're going to milk that.
Yes.
Yeah. The beans soaked for 10 hours.
Yes.
10 hours. Those beans were rinsed.
Yep.
You
grew them
the
on your deck.
Individual beans. That's right. I hand scrubbed each Great Northern bean by hand.
Yes. Are this their kidney? What kind of beans up in there?
They're Great Northern beans.
Some black eyed peas? Oh, okay.
No, Great Northerns.
Okay.
We have some fresh onion that I chopped.
Wow.
We have green chilies.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
This is all good for what we can start dropping, right, Holly?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. I raised the chicken myself, slaughtered it, and cooked it. So there we go.
There's some fun.
Organic chicken. It's a North Loop chicken. I raised it in the North Loop.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
You took off its little Birkenstocks before.
I did. I took off, yeah. I found it outside of Whole Foods. It was great. It's a little hipster chicken. That's the only kind we raise in the North Loop. But we're talking about our chili cook-off if you just tuned in. Which
today
is
at 11:30.
Yep. Okay, now, is that when the eating begins? Like, because how does this work? I don't even know how this damn thing works.
Yeah, so you walk in, there's a whole line of crock pots, basically, or instant pots. And there's little cups. You just take a little spoonful of each one, try it, and then you vote at the end. So that's when it starts. I guess you could just start right away. And then it will
I wonder
just,
how long it goes.
I think it's an hour
reason
and
I'm
a half.
What?
Maybe an hour and a half. What is it? Let's see.
Well, because the reason I'm asking is if I don't have a big audience today, a studio audience, I could try to bang out a fox quickly and get to Hubbard as quick
it's a couple
as humanly
hours.
Possible.
Yeah. It says 1:30 because this is in place. I'm assuming they did this on a Wednesday because our cafeteria famously celebrates the wonderful holiday Chili Wednesdays.
Oh, okay.
And so now it's just a chili cook-off extravaganza.
Okay.
So, and they're in charge of the topping table.
That's so, right.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, then maybe I'll motor over there.
If you can. Yeah, that would be great.
I don't know what the size of the audience, you know, if the Q&A afterwards doesn't run long, I can pop out of here and then drive quickly.
Yeah.
You know, within the speed limit, of course, if there's any policemen listening, but.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Of course. I never speed. I never, ever, ever speed. So.
No.
But I'll try to get there and help with the soft, medium sell of our chili.
Yeah, I think that's the best way.
Now, I do have a fear that everyone did what we did and went with chicken chili. I do have that fear now that everyone thought to zig when they thought everyone was going to zag.
Yeah, do you have any evidence of that or is it just a feeling?
Now, let me ask you this. Do you two have any intel? Has any other show, Holly, you may know this, has any other show entered the ring? Did any other show make chili or are we it?
I think we're it.
Yes!
I think we are it.
Yeah.
Out of anybody in programming.
What?
That's why I jumped on the opportunity. I was like, we are going to get our brownie points by being in the Chili Cook-Off Revival.
Yeah. Maybe we'll get a day off like Lori and Julia.
Ooh.
What if we win? What if we win the chili cook-off? Do we get a day off?
There are prizes. It's not one of them.
Do you know the prizes, Alexis?
I don't, but usually it's a gift card.
For a day off?
Just go right up to HI.
I'm going to cash this in for my one day off, please.
Yeah, no, they're like to restaurants and things like that. I'm trying to remember because I came in second for that appetizer one. What did I win? I think it was a gift card for a restaurant.
Holly, do me a favor. Could we ring the demon line, please? She's up. I just checked. Let's ask her, Lex, if she knows what the prize is. Let's ask if she's proud of us because we're actually participating in something like a team building thing, and our show never does that.
Sure, we want to go that hard, Jace. Maybe
I don't know. We'll see what her mood is. Yeah, we'll see what side of the coffin she woke up from. Because, and then I will ask her if we can get a day off if we win the chili cook-off.
Oh, okay, yeah, absolutely. This
order came from Jenny. I mean, and this is a station priority.
Repping the entire programming department.
Thank you. Thank you,
that's
Lex. Yes.
Huge.
Okay.
Huge. Do we have her?
Yes.
Live from her coffin that just cracked open moments ago. The Dark Lord of the Nether Regions, B. Arthur.
Good morning. The Nether Regions?
Yeah. Good morning. Hello, B.
The Dark Lord of the Nether Regions. Hi, Lex.
Hey, B. Thanks for joining us.
Morning.
Yeah, thanks. Anyway, did you hear that we entered the chili cook-off?
Yes, I did hear that. Did you really cook chili, though?
Oh, how dare you, Beast? How dare you? Yes, I did. I cooked it last night. Colin can tell you. This is homemade chili, lady.
Well, I don't trust Colin these days either, so that doesn't really help me.
It's homemade. I made this myself last night, believe me. He can take a picture of it.
Okay, Betty Crocker, we got it.
Whatever. So, because this is a station priority, I'm sorry, let me correct that. A company priority. We did get an email from Dan, and, you know, I don't know how much weight he throws around, but, you know, he's semi-important. And then we got an email from Jenny. You know who she is, right? She runs.
I know.
So
that almost made me start thinking about learning to cook.
Yeah.
You almost cracked open that can of Hormel.
I almost did.
Yeah,
I almost did. And then I thought, I'm going to throw this in a pot and warm it up. But then I lost interest.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. So a couple things we want to discuss with you. First, are you proud of us that this show?
This is not the play I thought you would make. I thought you would continue to be what you are, which is spoiled, rotten, little, snarky brats. And instead, you cracked out your cooking skills and made chili, and you're part of a group of people eating and making chili.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Should we keep it at that?
No, Lex, I'm going to go one step farther.
The tides are about to turn, B.
No, I'm going to go one step further with her. No, but Holly thinks, now, first of all, credit where credit's due. Lex and I were sleeping when the email came in from Jenny.
Yeah.
Holly was the one that read the email, wet herself a little bit, got scared, and submitted us, quickly submitted the morning show to do this, because remember, Jenny's email basically shamed the whole company. Saying,
programming!
And Holly's new. She doesn't understand what difficult people you generally are.
Yeah.
I'm just ending the situation, B.
You are. You're doing improv, which is awesome.
Yeah. So we did it, and from what Holly and Lex have found out from being in the building, B. Arthur, we are still the only show, only programming folks that are going to be submitting chili today.
We're representing.
Okay, but let's break this down, okay?
Yeah.
You got Don and Steve. I don't know. I mean,
Don is too busy preparing for her eventual death and possible abduction.
Steve is ironing his tank top, one's about her dying
and one's about her being abducted.
Yeah, and Steve is ironing his tank tops, so he's very busy.
And putting on lots of cologne.
Yeah.
And then we got Bradley and Don. You know, they're just like working out their show. They don't have time for cooking. And then you've got Lori and Julia.
Who would
rather put a...
They would rather put a campfire out with their face than do anything team building. Yes, yes.
Well, yeah, that's what I was just going to say. Fourth camaraderie, does that sound like a thing that Lori and Julia want to do?
No. So, because of the level of importance, now, B, hang with me. Now, Lex told me I shouldn't ask you this, but I'm just going to, I don't care. Because of the level of importance of this, okay? I mean, Jenny. Yep. I mean, Jenny sent the email.
And let's be clear, like, Jenny doesn't just weigh in on things willy-nilly.
No! No,
it's a big deal.
When she sends her pictures of her puppies, we get them not from her, but from her assistant. This email was sent directly from her. So,
yeah, when you guys were sleeping, and first Dan sent an email, which was kind of expected.
Yeah.
And then when I saw Ginny's email, I thought I was like having a medical emergency.
Yes. So did Holly.
Mm-hmm.
So because
of this can't be real.
So to wrap it up, because of the level of importance to the Hubbard organization and because your beloved morning show, who you love slightly less than everyone else, but because you love us,
but okay.
Okay. Because you love us a lot.
Oh, my butt's so clenched right now. Yeah.
If we take the championship, if we win it all, do we get a day off like Lori and Julia?
Let me think. No.
Hang up on her immediately.
Okay.
Hang up on her immediately.
Oh, there she goes. Bye. There.
Yeah, there we go,
Oh, my goodness.
You know what? You Wayne Gretzky'd that, Jason, because you miss 100% of the shots that you don't take.
Thank you. Uh-huh. Thank you, Holly, for that.
Yeah, that's true. But there's also calculation in knowing what's going to happen. I mean, I get it. Yes, and. But. Now, I opened up the little brochure that Cindy. Actually, we should get Cindy on the line because she's the one that's doing all of this in traffic.
There's brochure for this?
What? Oh, yeah. It's bad.
There's not even a brochure for our show, for heaven's sake.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Pre-big game chili cook-off. It does say here, first, second, and third place prizes awarded. So, could still win something. Okay. There's also going to be salad, cheese, and crackers, and toppings provided. Breadsticks, too.
Okay.
So, come hungry.
We'll see. Come hungry, everyone. Yeah. Not, well, you guys listening, you can't come to the building.
Yeah, right, you, Jace.
But me, yes. When we come back, is Prince Harry signing up to host SNL? Lex has that gig. And Madonna's firing back at haters. Next. It's Jace for Red Cow and Red Rabbit. I'm so excited. Are you guys looking for something not fancy, but fun to do for Valentine's Day? I got you, as Alexis would say. I got you. Red Cow has these adorable s'mores platters. That's right. They give you a little burner, looks like a little flame, with everything you want on this platter to make amazing s'mores with your sweet honey. So it's a cute moment. It's like a little Lady and the Tramp moment. You get your marshmallows, and they're going to give you different types of chocolates, different types of toppings like peanut butter, caramel sauce, Nutella, fruits, and more. And you put it together and make the s'mores right at your table. I did it last week. This starts tomorrow at Red Cow. So take your sweet honey and have the most adorable date night experience for Valentine's Day. So forget doing something fancy. Do something fun for Valentine's Day. Run to Red.
This is kind of exciting.
Jason and Alexis in the morning.
Why is McDonald's still counting? How insecure is this company? 40 million, 80 jillion, billion, zillion, killion, tillion, billion. Is anyone really impressed anymore? Oh, 89 billion sold. All right, I'll have one. I'm satisfied. cares? I would love to meet the chairman of the board of McDonald's and just say to him, look, we all get it. Okay, you've sold a lot of hamburgers, whatever the hell the number is. Just put up a sign, McDonald's, we're doing very well.
Now back to Mediocre Radio, Jason and Alexis in the morning.
That announcer woman, she's so sassy.
Oh, rude.
So rude.
We have billions and billions served.
Billions and billions served since 2008. That's right.
Oh, man, 2008. Wow.
Uh-huh. We're so glad you're here. It's Wednesday, February 8th. This is Laughing and Leaking in the Morning right here on My Talk. Everything entertainment, everything Metamucil. Is Prince Harry really going to host SNL, Alex?
Guys, he was in talks to do it, and the talks, I guess, just ended last minute.
Why?
He was so close to hosting SNL in January, ooh, you know, to promote his memoir.
Yeah.
And I guess it just, they just kind of stalled.
Now,
wouldn't he be amazing and bring so many people to the yard?
Even haters.
Oh!
Even haters would watch him.
Oh, my word. You know Prince William's like, gotta watch it.
Yeah, seriously.
Not that he's a hater, but, you know.
He would be curious.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Cautiously curious.
Yes.
Oh.
So that would be so great. I guess his name has been discussed many times over at least the last year or so. And, you know, the kibosh isn't on it, but he might show up in a surprise sketch, maybe. An insider at SNL said, of course. I don't know who that would be, but.
What a gift. Just think about it for a second. What a gift to the writer's room. All the things you could play off of. Oh, you know what I mean?
Yes.
A Crown spoof. You know what I mean? There's just, he could be one of the briefcase babes from Let's Make a Deal as a nod to Megan. I mean, there's just, there's a plethora of things.
Playing his pervy uncle.
Yes.
Someone could be his frostbitten penis. I mean, so many ways.
I forgot about that. Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or make a drinking game every time he talks about that. Holly, you listen to the book.
The whole thing.
Do you feel like there was a lot of nether region conversation going on?
You know, there was a lot of discussion about his frostbitten penis. Before going to Prince William's wedding, and he was very concerned about it.
Yeah.
And then he rubbed lotion on it, and it helped.
You can see the commercial for it.
Yes. Yeah.
Holly, you might have covered it while I was gone, but now that you're finished with the audiobook, give us, how do you feel now?
Man needs a hug. Prince Harry needs a hug.
Really?
That is my conclusion.
Oh, okay.
He just needs a hug. This book, it's a lot more in-depth than whatever the headlines said about it at the beginning of January. Because it's his story.
Yeah, it's intimate.
It's intimate. It's his story from childhood up until the present day. And all the things that he went through. And that he's a human being that lives in this institution, which is the British monarchy, which survives in order to perpetuate itself, not necessarily for the well-being of the folks who are inside of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I want to read it. It's my next audiobook. I love a great audiobook because I love to hear the subject tell their own story.
Yeah,
yes. You know? And I was sad when I was done with Spare by Prince Harry because he was my walking companion for a few weeks.
Yeah.
You know what? That is something. I remember, Lex, you were with me when I got done with Katie Couric's book.
Yes.
And Bob Iger. I got sad. I'm like, oh, wait a minute.
It's done.
Katie's my driving buddy. And I don't have, or like Bob Iger, that book, he had so many great stories. I'm like, no, Bob. I want a couple more stories about drunk Howard Cosell in the 80s.
Give me more.
At ABC Sports. No.
It's true.
I'm going to do, you know what? I'm going to do in that break. I'm going to ignore the boys during our TV meeting, and I'm just going to buy the audiobook. Okay.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have a lot of time. We don't need to spend a lot of time on this. Madonna is firing back at the haters because, you know, one of the stories that percolated post, like Monday morning from the Grammys, was this shot of Madonna that was taken by a photographer, like a close up of her face. And people were saying, well, mean things, but how did she get that way? Why did she let herself get to that point? Blah, blah, blah. Well, Madonna put out a statement yesterday. Not a statement. She made a post. Let me just read a little bit of it. It kind of speaks for itself. Mm-hmm. Once again, I'm caught in the glare of ageism and misogyny that permeates the world we live in. A world that refuses to celebrate women past the age of 45 and feels the need to punish her if she continues to be strong-willed, hardworking, and adventurous. I've never apologized for any creative choices I have made, nor the way that I look or dress, and I'm not going to start. And she goes, instead of focusing on what I said in my speech, many people chose to only talk about close-up photos of me taken with a long-lens camera by a press photographer that would distort anyone's face. And I will tell you, I'm looking at other videos and photos of her from that night, and her face does not look the same as that photo that you're seeing everywhere. So I actually think she's right about that. I'm looking at a photo now taken not by her, but by someone else, and she looks very different than what those awful photos show.
Yep, so, agree. She makes a great point.
Mm-hmm. Yep, she does. We're going to take a break. When we come back, seniors and loofahs. That's right. Plus, LeBron James breaks a record and a game from Holly when we come back.